What do you want, man?
Meow.
What do you want?
Meow. Meow.
Do you know why I pulled you over, James? Meow. Why? Yo, what do you want? Go ahead and tell me.
Tell me. Huh? Oh, I was needing to see if you could send me the intros and stuff. I don't have that.
I'll do the intro. All right, here we go. Yeah. Trigger warning, this is the Freedom Fiends Variety Hour, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Curry Studios, on the corner of Trash View and Nata Vista. We alter your Locus Aurelius by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. Please put on your 3D glasses now. We warm your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your brain. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it? Voluska and James Sweets.
Yeah. Feeling it.
Yeah.
Feeling it.
Yeah. It's covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows use and reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. And, yeah, I know there's a little bit of background noise on my fiends tonight, but hopefully the compression will take care of that and just squish it into an ugly little talk radio goo, which is how it sounds when you got that. But we're working on it. Ooh. Is that what you said? Like a goo?
I said,
this is only.
Oh, yeah. Do you have that? Do you have the V?
Have what?
The pocket.
Have this.
Wait.
Ask an adult before ordering.
Oh, yeah. I downloaded that too. I haven't quite used it yet.
You should use it at work. Like when people come in and they're bothering you, just pull it out and say,
ask an adult before ordering.
The Russians did it. Your fake
because
Russian.
Because I'm not an adult.
Yeah, say that. Yeah.
This is just a joke.
Well, at least I didn't vote.
Ma'am, could you assist me with this? Ask an adult before ordering.
Failure to fully read the manual may result in injury or death.
So we got some new hosts tonight. We're supposed to have two new hosts tonight, but we only got one because the other guy didn't have the right gear. And so yesterday, like Cash Newman, my cousin, sorry about that, moving the mic stand. This is a teaching hospital, so we point out what we do. So, first of all, which is what I'm going to call you, because I can't pronounce your fake Russian fake name. How do you say Voloshka?
Voloshka.
Voloshka. Okay. I think we need to go over that a few times. Voloshka.
Voloshka Raptor.
I mean, you can just say V.
I'm going to say
Technically,
V.
Technically, it's Raptore also.
Like Raptoria?
Raptore. What?
Raptore, okay. Hip.
Yeah, because there's the E on the end, so I had to make it complicated.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right.
Look, I like to make my names difficult to spell, so that you know only a certain caliber of people can follow me.
May
Unfortunately, they're also hard to pronounce.
And or incarceration.
I was warned by the gypsy about you today, V.
Which gypsy?
It wasn't really the gypsy. This is weird. It was a longtime fiend fan, donator, and friend of mine wrote me and was like, I don't know, man. I have a bad feeling about that Voluska girl.
Watch out for that one.
Presence. And I'm like, why? He's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, you know, I've talked to her for like an hour. I'm a pretty good judge of person. I judge good. And he was, you know, and I've talked to a couple people that know her in person, and she seems all right.
She's a liar, a socialist, and her feet stink.
James is so good. I built this app, and James is better with it than I am. Like, he's mastered it like a piano. Man. He always has the right thing to say.
Those are all true facts, though.
It's uncanny, man.
I'm actually a Russian spy.
Triggering me.
I'm here to infiltrate the ANCAP movement in Richmond. Cuck. That's my job.
Really? Wow.
But no.
It's a good backstory.
Yeah, I'm working on it. We should
run with that.
Trying to build up a little bit more, but yeah, that's what I've got so far.
But I think if you're a Russian spy, you're not supposed to tell everyone on radio.
Well, I defected.
If you last more than one show, and so far you have, we're going to record you and some other hosts that are new for updates for this. So start thinking. We'll have you record some of the things that people say, meow. And also, if you can think of a couple, you know, some phrases, it's you know, look at the the categories. It's disclaimers, excuses, advice, fun, libertarian pickup lines, which are my favorite.
Can you say that on radio?
Oh, wait.
Well, if it's that kind of party, I'm just going to take off my clothes and dance on national television.
Hold my intoxicating substance and watch this.
And I like how you're trying to start a movement, Michael, of people actually taking off their clothes at libertarian conferences. Or
wait, you know. Did you hear about this?
I listened to that last night, yeah.
I wrote the guy today and told him that. I said, listen to the show 7 minutes in from last night or something, whenever it was. And he listened to it and he wrote me back and said, I just might do that. I said, if you take off your clothes at a Libertarian Party event and it pisses people off, I'm sorry, if it irks people and you can provide good video of it for me, I'll consider you for the show and I'll at least have you on for one or two segments to talk about it. And he said, I might do that. So James Weeks took his body off, showed off his body at the Libertarian Party event on TV. But I'm going to be the Henry Ford of it. Like Henry Ford didn't invent a car, but he put one in every party, you know?
Well, I've already stripped at two Libertarian Party events now, so I mean, I'm already a little bit ahead of you there. Yeah.
Is there video?
But, at Libertarian Party, there is some video. It's really bad. There's a couple of great pictures.
You need to get.
There's a great. Someone took a great money shot
picture.
Even that's not really a great picture. It's a blurry out of focus. I'm pretty sure I'm like Sasquatch or something because you can't take a photo of me that's not blurry and out of focus. But it's a great money shot picture.
Just whoever was filming you when you were wearing the Bipcot cape trying to get into a meeting.
Again, out of focus. Yep. It was terrible.
It wasn't really out of focus. That guy, it looked like hidden camera footage, but it wasn't. He was like, you know, it was filming people's bellies and knees. There was no heads, no faces.
Yeah.
What's that background noise? I hear lots of
that
background
noise. It was a bad.
Is someone using a copy machine?
1 second. Let me check something real quick.
Yeah. Oh, turn down your mic before you walk away to yell at people. All right.
Yeah, that was a really bad video as well. But no, I stripped at the Arizona Libertarian Party event in Arizona.
Yeah,
a few weeks ago.
They're real libertarians, so it's okay. It doesn't bother them there.
No, actually, it didn't. That was the funny thing is they actually invited me out to go strip there.
Wow.
That's one thing to say about the Arizona Libertarian Party is they are much better at being libertarians than most libertarian parties. But there was still the people there that complained about it, too. Like, why is James Weeks here? Their monocles popped off, and they're clutching their pearls and fainting on couches. James Weeks is here.
Yeah, we got all the old tiny cliches down nerd square people.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring back the word square. I started using this 5 years ago, but I haven't done it much in a while. I want to start using square to describe statists and the government. Like, oh, they passed a law against 3D printed guns. That is so square. That kind of stuff.
That's a good plan. Let's do it.
Spread that and also start doing. Here's what I'd recommend doing is saying this one's easy to do and it's fun and it's kind of a mind F. It makes people go, when anybody does something good for you, like, you know, waiter is good, UPS guy delivers on time, someone rakes your leaves and does it well. Anytime somebody does work for you, say to them, thank you for your service. It blows their mind because it's usually reserved for military people, and people actually get mad sometimes when you do it to non-military people. And then there's also the thing of like, a lot of people were in the military and you tell the UPS guy, thank you for your service. He thinks, he was in the military, but no, it's for non-military people. Use it.
Yeah. I've said that to non-military actually more than military. I don't think I've ever said that to military.
Did you do that independent of me or did you
independent
hear that from the fiends?
No, anyway, independent of you. Yeah.
Well, great minds and bodies speak alike.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. Yeah. I can be your mini me.
What?
as V-neck. I can be James's mini-me.
No, I was just trying to visualize that. And it was a great image. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
I kind of want a mini-me version of me.
Yeah, I've never had a beard. I find them horrifying. I hate facial hair.
Oh, what? It's beards are so good. Everyone should have a beard. Ugh.
Yeah, I suppose vaping's good too.
I've been trying to work on growing one, but it's just not, really coming together.
There's a lady.
There's a special kind of beard a lady needs to grow.
I knew a bearded lady in San Francisco who had a coffee shop called The Bearded Lady. And she's actually a movie star for being a bearded lady. She's in a John Waters film with her bearded lady beard. That's real. What's the one? Cecil B. Demented.
No.
The one where he's a radical filmmaker who kidnaps people and makes them be in their movies, in his movies.
See, what I've always wondered, though, is are bearded ladies actually ladies, or are they... Just men who dress like ladies with beards.
I don't know about in the old timey days, but I'm like pretty sure this was a woman who just had a lot of testosterone and had a beard. I think she was gay, but I think she identified as a woman. This was before it was hip to have all these, synthetic, multifaceted, ninth dimensional, 11 dimension string theory genders,
Yeah, the 48 million squared genders. Yeah.
Genders that Facebook doesn't even know about.
Well, actually, you can have any gender on Facebook. You can customize your own. Yeah, you know what my gender is on Facebook?
What? That's funnier. That question is funnier than the punchline of most jokes. But go ahead.
My gender is a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior, and big round baby seal eyes for headlights.
Nice. Is there a character limit?
Nope. That all fits in the gender limit.
Did you post recently that someone added you on Facebook who's you couldn't reject them because you couldn't block them because their name was so long you couldn't get down to the button to block them?
Oh, yeah. No, apparently there's no character limit on what your name is. The thing is, apparently they must have added me and then changed their name to a paragraph.
Kind of added people to a group today, a libertarian group. You drafted people for the social contract.
That was an accident. No, when I first made it.
Hang on.
When I first made it, my friend.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean. Available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Sending you guys the show intros James asked me for them, but these aren't the real ones. These are mine. There are many fiends, our intros. They're all alike, but not really. This one is mine.
So, all right.
So, kids, you know about Cash Newman, my cousin. I'm sober, but my dope head cousin does that Kratom stuff. It's legal, but it's dope. It's the dopes. Yeah. I think it's made from mixing ferns and Drano and bath salts, but not the drug bath salts, but actual bath salts.
But also Drano, which can't be good for you.
Well, just a dash, just to give it some tang.
Right. Maybe Kratom some
Can
tang
you
with
say
some...
that on radio.
Kratom some tang with some bath salts and Drano.
Yeah, tang. Mm-mm. Yeah. That's what the astronauts use to get high. Yeah.
Say that on radio.
So, Yeah, go ahead. What?
Didn't have allegedly ready.
Go. Go, go, go. All right. So Cash Newman has been on Kratom for like 3 months straight, and last night he stopped.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. And he stopped, and he hasn't done Kratom in 25 hours, and he's really cranky. I locked him in the basement. He's bugging me, man.
For educational purposes only.
He didn't run. He didn't want to stop. He just, like, he said he couldn't poo, and he hadn't pooed in a few days.
He's a liar.
So.
He's a socialist, and his feet stink.
So that's what's up. My cousin's in the basement trying to poo. Can you say that on radio?
You locked your cousin in the closet. He's trying to poo.
Well, he's trying to vote. So I had to lock
him
in the basement.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I said,
don't come out until you poo. Yeah. Yeah. What? What?
What?
What?
What?
Yeah.
You should never do the thing I'm talking about.
You really should.
That's great advice.
That's really good advice.
That's very true. So
it's funny, not in the advice ones, though. That's in the disclaimers.
Hey,
it works either way.
In Richmond, I like those stickers you made, V, on the...
Oh.
You make those libertarian anarcho stickers. Do you sell those? Do you want to give a shout-out to where people can get them and what they are?
I used to sell them, but I don't have access, actually, to the sticker factory anymore. It got shut down due to child labor. It was unfortunate.
Got moved to Mexico. Child labor's great.
You seriously, the sticker factory got shut down, huh?
Well,
child labor?
That's not actually what happened. It's a much more boring story, but we'll go with that.
Told me to do it.
What happened?
What?
What happened? What really happened?
The Russians did it.
I just don't have access to the machinery anymore.
Okay.
It's not as fun as there being child labor.
What's the thing, liberate, what's the Richmond thing that Phil
liberate
was talking
RVA?
About last night? Yeah.
Liberate RVA.
Is that the thing with the like circle with the bolt cutters and the fern or the feather?
Yes. It's an olive branch, actually.
Okay. What's the significance of the bolt cutters and the olive branch?
The bolt cutters are to break the chains that tie you to the state. And the olive branch is, of course, the peaceful part.
The bolt cutters could also get you into the sticker factory when no one's there.
Ah, there you go.
Now a word from our sponsor, Colloidal Uranium Enemas, to keep away the New World Order.
That's one of my favorites. That's
that's great.
We can't say who that is, but that's somebody. Yeah. So I like what you've done with this computer. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What, V?
I was going to say I have no idea who that is.
Okay. You really don't or you don't?
No, just sarcasm. No idea.
You nod, wink, wink, don't. Okay.
Right. No idea.
I think this is the coolest looking computer ever. I think this image might actually be the show image for tonight if I don't have anything better.
What? It is pretty great. I mean, I can't
James,
lie.
James, you're not getting your... It's got to be right. Like, put the speaker...
Yeah, that one... I didn't mean to click that one. That's why that sounded...
Click the one. That one's great, but we need to hear it.
Hey, baby, let's go back to my place and violate the non-aggression principle on each other.
Yeah, I like that one.
Everyone needs to download this app. I don't know why everyone hasn't. The entire world already. It's too good.
I think like 91 people have, last I checked, or had it installed.
Like, hack people's phones and, like, put the app on it, or does that violate the NAP?
I think you can only do that if you're, what is that band?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say the NSA.
It would probably get me kicked off of Google Play, and I wouldn't be able to put my apps on there anymore. Oh, 92! It's at 123 installs, and it has 92 current installs. So some people had it and went, ew, and deleted it. But, yeah, 92 people. That's pretty cool. And only like 35 of them are Freedom Fiends co-hosts.
I mean, I have no downloads on my app, so you know, you're doing pretty great.
Meow, 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 meow.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you.
How can you help CatMuff help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CatMuff, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CatMuff. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Now you turn it up to 20%.
Well.
Yeah. it's a teaching hospice here at the Freedom Fiends. It's a teaching hospital for audio and radio and Liberty Media. Although when I was really sick for like a year, like from 2 years ago till about a year ago, when I was terribly sick instead of just kind of sick, Lou started calling it a teaching hospice. So that was cute.
Teaching hospice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Where so, you go to
die and learn.
Yeah. learn and die. It's all time right, to so, learn and then you die.
So V, talk a little bit with James. I'm gonna go check something out. I'll be back.
James, what's going on?
Well, before we went to break, I was trying to think of a band. I remembered it on the break. The band was U2 that had hacked everybody's iProducts, all their Apple products, and put their album all over everything. And it was like impossible to remove for people. Like there were certain steps you had to go through to get rid of this album on your device.
Oh my God. I didn't hear about that. I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe
it was.
I just blocked it out of my brain. I'm not sure.
That was a few years ago. They did that. I can't remember what album it was. It's one of their albums that came out, and then all of a sudden, everybody woke up one morning and was like, "Why is this U2 album on my phone?"
Wow. Oh my God!
I think James, I think you're like 5% loud. Turn down about 5%.
Okay.
Let me know when it's done, and we'll try it again. So, hi V, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm excellent, James. And you?
I am good. Let's see here. All right, I'm down 5% roughly there.
Oh, well, let's do it again then. Okay, so hi, V. How are you?
All right, what's going on?
Not a lot, James. What's up with you?
I'm doing stuff.
Okay, talk about Liberty. I'll be back.
Talking about Liberty. Let's continue to talk about this
YouTube
stuff.
Hell, I didn't have mine up all the way. All right. So V, why did you get into talk radio? Why'd you look for this line of work?
Because you messaged me and you asked me if I was pleading protege, and I said, yes, I am.
Oh, yeah, because I saw your videos. James, how did you get into this line of work?
You asked me if I wanted to do it.
I just seen you make it. That's
you saw
it. Right
yeah. Yeah.
Chicks, I got to actually hear them. James naked.
You saw my body. You saw my body. Yeah. That was.
I said, I have to have that in my world, James. Does that have an effect on you, V?
I think it's pretty great. I can't lie, like I watched that video of him stripping a couple times. It was very enjoyable.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I've been trying to find. I need a high def picture of that. So if anybody anybody listening or whatever has just a good resolution picture of that time. Please get it to me because I really need that. I need just putting the word out and need a high resolution picture from when I stripped at the Libertarian Party National Convention because I need it. I just need it. I cannot fight. I don't know where there's a high resolution.
James, you're still 5% too loud. You turned out 5%. Yeah, you're just too mighty. You're such a Viking. Even with your voice. I mean, I can turn it up as loud as... I have a mixer. I can turn it up louder and quieter for a while. But poor little V over there, she's just a little wilting flower sitting in the corner at the dance.
I am literally sitting in the corner.
Are you sitting in the corner on the floor?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a selfie stick?
No, unfortunately, I don't.
You stick a selfie of you... Can you take a selfie of you sitting in the corner doing radio? That'd be pretty cool.
I think I turned the lights off, so I can't. Too, I was James. Planning on it though. I was planning on it because I was like, I still look so sad over here in the corner.
I like that in a radio great. Host. It's they really all sound great. So happy. They're all lying. So, what do you guys think of Liberty?
We're all
what
dead think? Inside.
What do you think? I'm sucking your souls out. That's why I do this. I need younger people on my radio show. I suck their soul out. It's how I'm going to live to 180. So, you didn't laugh because you know I'm serious. All right. So, government. Let's talk about government. What do you think of government, guys, girls, gals?
I think it's really great. I'm glad that they're here to protect our liberty and freedoms.
Okay, I'm muting her. Okay, James.
What do I think of government? It's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. How could Liberty's we improve good. It, James?
Getting rid of it. Getting rid of it. Get rid of government.
V was kidding, right, V?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Remember, old people listen to the radio. Old people don't know what sarcasm is, so we have to have the allegedly button for you. Yeah, you need to have the allegedly button. There you go. Yeah, government's great.
Allegedly.
On the wrong screen. Government's great.
Education purposes only.
No, that's the wrong one.
Yeah.
For entertainment purposes only.
Cover's fabulous.
Not a guarantee. Yeah.
Never actually do this ever.
So, what's your video name? Pleiadian? It's some star system, right?
Pleiadian Protege.
Yeah, what does that mean? We're going to get weird here. You know, you ever listen to late night talk radio? Most of the callers are people who've spent time on UFOs. So you'll fit right in, even though we don't take calls. So tell us.
Well, no. So wait, am I being serious now or am I?
Yeah,
again?
Yeah. Thank you for asking. You're being serious. I'm asking you seriously. You can have fun with it, but.
No, so I actually did a video on this, on my channel. It was actually the first video that I did. Several years ago, I was actually lying in bed. I had come down from taking something. I don't know. Can I say that? Can I say that on radio?
Bath salts. Okay. Salts, though, not the drug.
Yeah, but anyway. So I was just lying there kind of like meditating. My mind was open.
You just eat your boyfriend's face because, you know, drugs make allegedly. You do that.
Wait, I thought we were being serious.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Let's try this. Okay. Yeah. So I was just sitting there kind of meditating. And I had what I later on decided were fourth dimensional beings talk to me because I couldn't see them. I could only hear them.
Wait, was this DMT?
No.
It's just a phase.
Well, that's part of the funny thing is, that it wasn't
related.
It wasn't a psychedelic.
Oh, what was it? Tell us.
It was ecstasy, which is kind of psychoactive.
You were in the middle of the ocean in international waters. There's no law there.
Yeah, well, it was also years ago.
And you've seen the light, and you don't do these things anymore.
I found Jesus, okay.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Oh, man. James, you're lethal with this thing. All right. So, go on.
All right. So, yeah. So, I heard voices. This makes it sound like I'm crazy now. No. Anyway, so they told me that they were speaking to me through a portal in my brain, and that was the same portal that you would travel through when you die. And that would take you to the next... And it would take you to the next dimension. Right? So later on, I was talking to my friend about it, and he was like, well, did you see what they looked like? And I was like, no, but I kind of had like an image in my head of what they looked like. And they were like tall, blonde. They were all speaking in unison, mixed genders.
James. They were James. And,
but what?
It was me, huh?
He's tall and blonde with mixed genders.
Oh. Well, they weren't.
There's
naked,
many of him.
Or maybe they were.
Did they identify sexually as a 1967 Cadillac Eldorado, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all of their cow interior and big round baby seal eyes for headlights on Facebook?
I'm really glad that you went ahead and said all of that. I was hoping you would.
That needs to be a button on the app on the next version.
Oh my God! Yes, please. I didn't ask them that question actually.
So then, what happened?
Well, that's basically what they told me. They said that I needed to spread knowledge and that I would basically grow as a person, my soul, and other people could do the same, and then we would go to the next dimension when we die, which would be through a portal in our brain, which I came to learn was the third eye.
It sounds unspectacular. Reasonable. Yeah, this all sounds, it sounds unspectacular, and it sounds, I don't mean to rain on your vision, but it sounds like a lot of visions I've heard of.
Right, which is why I think that it did actually happen, because like so many people have the same experience, which I had never known before I had that experience. And then I started looking into it, and people were like, oh yeah, I've had similar type things happen, and sometimes they visualize it as a different entity or whatever telling them this, but it's all the same story, you know?
My experience was very different. It was very non... like yours sounds very, very Eastern. You know, it sounds like a lot of things that happen that I've read about in, like, the book Be Here Now and things like that. Mine was very Western. When I was 6 years old, I was fishing down at the pond at my aunt and uncle's house on their farm, on their cow farm in upstate New York. And I had this very real vision that I still practically believe happened, that God revealed itself to me and said that it was three giants who live in the sky and smoke cigars, and the world is a dream in their head, but it really was just all happening in my head. And at 6 years old, that made a lot of sense to me. I guess it was the Trinity somehow, but I don't know. There were cows. I was fishing. It was cool. It was before I took drugs. But I actually had already had hallucinations because I had mono when I was three, which is really rare. It's a pretty rare disease, and it's rare to have it that young. And I had a fever of 100. I had a fever of 103. Yeah. I was hospitalized, and I was hallucinating. Yeah. I was watching that show, Davy and Goliath, you know, the, like, Christian claymation show. Back, you ever see that, you guys? It's way before your time, but...
I've heard of it. Yeah, I think I've probably seen
it. There's actually a parody of it called Moral Oral that was great, but it was like...
Oh, yeah. Moral Oral.
The kid, and the Goliath is his talking dog, and I started hallucinating while watching that show, and it turned me off because I was sick when I was three, maybe I was four, and it turned me off for Christianity for my whole life until I was six and talked to the three giants, and they told me it was all cool, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
Allegedly. I didn't have the app up, so.
So the way that I convinced you to get on this show, as I recall, was I told you about the Fiend's plan to use radio to attract intelligent life 4.3 light years away near Alpha Centauri, because radio waves actually get into space. So when you're sitting there making your YouTube videos, there's not a chance in the world probably that intelligent life is going to hear that. But intelligent life could hear you on the Freedom Fiends. And our first show, we're coming up on 4 years. So, you know, probably in about 8 months, our first shows from 2001... Wait, 2000. Oh, we weren't on radio in 2000. That was a podcast then. So, like 2000, and I'll look it up. But, you know, within a year, I think they're going to hear us on Alpha Centauri. And my plan is that they're going to come down to Earth. They're going to say, we've been listening to radio from this planet for 100 years, never heard any intelligent life. The Freedom Fiends, we're going to give them our technology to keep away the state and make Michael Dean the libertarian leader of the world. That's the plan. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping me, people.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
And there existed stickers. They used to not exist. Now they exist.
That's funny. DJ, how do you like the Fiend stickers on our coffee pot?
They're gorgeous.
Yes. What do they say?
State speech is hate speech. And BIPCOT. .org.
Yeah, and people can get them by going to freedomfiends.com and clicking on the new link at the top. It says stickers, and there will be more designs. So check back regularly. Catch them all.
Worms.
Yep. What were you saying was the band? Like, I couldn't hack someone and put my apps on their phones unless I was some band.
Oh, yeah. You too.
The band.
Yeah, we talked. Yeah,
you too. Oh, no, you're too modest. You too.
You too.
Who?
You too.
Who? I like the Who. Who?
You too.
Who's on first?
You too.
Kids are too young to remember a little show called Fibber and Molly McGee. But when I was young, the whole family would gather around the wireless and we'd be entertained by aliens landing in New Jersey and killing people. All right, so yeah, you two did. What'd they do? What'd they show me on the iPod where the doll touched you with you two?
Well, they went ahead and they touched me in my. Well, I don't have an iPad, so they didn't touch me at all. Thankfully.
That sounded like a feminine hygiene product to me. I'm not the first to make that cheesy joke on radio, but I never thought that was a good name. But so yeah, they put their songs like if you owned any iDevice, you just woke up one day and their whole album was on there, and it made people really mad. And you know, like I guess you two thought their music was so beloved and universal and valuable that the world would say, thank you, Bono, for this benevolent gift you've given all of us. But no, it's more like, get this crap off my, you know, because people are really sensitive about their iDevices. Whereas Microsoft did the same thing and no one noticed or no one cared because we're not all as persnickety as you beautiful people with your iPhones. A lot of people don't even know this. Yeah, you're cool. Do you own a Windows computer?
She'd have to be now.
Oh, yeah, right? You're in the Freedom. You don't own that. That's property of the Freedom Fiends.
Temporarily owner. Temporarily.
Burly nerds can knock at your house at any time, and you'd have to relinquish that. Burly nerds with Bipcot badges, but yeah,
you're not as long as you're handed over.
As long that's as what needs host. To happen.
You know, speaking of Microsoft, there's this error you get sometimes on computers that says you have performed an illegal operation, which means like the software has done something that violates, you know, it's tried to use like two memory spaces at once or something. No, not the NAP. But the first time that happened, like I got a computer, you know, in 1996, got a window, my first Windows computer, and, you know, was using some bootlegged software, and I did something, and it said, like, you've performed an illegal operation. And I thought it meant I'd been caught pirating, and I really thought for like 5 minutes I was watching the door. I'm like, I thought, like, you know, burly nerds followed by Bill Gates were going to kick it in and take my computer and beat me up. Do you guys like Weezer? You ever own any Weezer music? You ever have any Weezer music?
Yes. I don't think I ever bought a Weezer album, no.
Well, you did if you had Windows 95, because you probably didn't notice this, but there was a Weezer video on Windows 95 on every copy of it. In the videos folder. It was just a video. It was them doing that Buddy Holly song.
Oh, yeah. Well, Windows always put like a little video or a couple audio clips in with, you know, your videos and stuff. So when you get your computer, you have a video, you have a couple of songs, but they never put like a full album as far as I know. It was always just a little,
The data amount was bigger than the full, you know, videos, more data, more megabytes than a whole U2 album, even though U2 is lighter because it's like a gold plated balloon floating in the air. It's lighter, takes less megs.
What?
Because they hang out with the Pope and party and, you know, smoke grass with, you know, Bill Gates and you got it ready, James?
Where's my phone? No, I didn't have it ready.
Grass with the Pope and,
uh-oh.
I don't know, because they want to save the world and they know what's right with it. They know what to do with the world more than
allegedly.
We do.
Allegedly.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You knew it.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, James is good. After three or four shows, you'll start anticipating my needs. All the good hosts do. V. Get on it, V. Read my mind. But not all of it. It's not all for public. If my thought dreams could be seen, they'd probably put my head in a guillotine, as Bob Dylan once sang. Who? Shut up, old man. Old head.
Seriously, just a joke.
Government's immoral. Trump is a liar, a socialist, and he smells like burnt steak around his head, especially.
Burnt steak.
His hair. His toupee. Yeah. We'll be back for hour two. of the Kratom Fiends after this trip to the market.
Yes.
Uranium enemies to keep away the new world order.
There you go.
Can you say that on radio?
Hi, have you heard about Bipcoin? Not Bitcoin, but Bipcoin. Bravo, India, Papa, Coin. Bipcoin is a new cryptocurrency that you can start mining today for free on ordinary computers. Unlike most altcoins, Bipcoin is not a clone of Bitcoin. Bipcoin is based on entirely new, more recent, and better code called CryptoNote. So unlike Bitcoin, Bipcoin has truly untraceable transactions, does not require specialized mining rigs, and has adaptive limits. Plus, Bipcoin is the only cryptocurrency covered by the BIPCOT no government license. This allows use and reuse by anyone except governments and government agents. If you're still kicking yourself in the head for not getting in on the ground floor of Bitcoin, start mining, using, and trading Bipcoin today.
Not a guarantee.
Mining Bipcoin costs you nothing but the electricity to run your computer. And we already take Bipcoin for stickers and buttons. Go to Bipcoin.org. That's Bipcoin.org. Once again, that's Bravo, India, Papa, Coin.org.
No cuss dumps. So don't cuss or you're dumped off the show.
I've been good so far. Good.
Yeah, man. You haven't talked a lot, but that's okay for a show. That's expected, actually. Well, it's not expected. It's accepted. Oh, yeah. James, you got the intro? Sorry. I forgot how radio.
Trigger warning. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low-orbit ion cannon high atop Financial Beast Plaza in the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Please insert purple wire in your cortex now. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no-government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Yeah, or as Diana
says, mouthful.
Bipcot.org. O-R-G. O-R-G.
O-R-G.
She's Southern, so when she says O-R-G, it sounds dirty. So the reason we don't have the cuss dump on is I want to play some music, and I forgot to explain something. Well, I forgot to do something last night. So I played some of my band Bomb song, our cover of Personal Jesus from 1990. It was a... it's a 7-inch single. If you can find it, buy it. It's extremely, extremely rare. They pressed, I forget, it was 3 or 5,000 copies of it. No, it was 1,000 copies of it. 300 made it into America. And 100 of them burned up in a meth lab in San Francisco. So it's a very rare and wonderful single, if you can find it, if you're a record collector nerd like Jim Jesus. But I played it last night, and I listened to it on the show, and it sounded horrible because it was slowing down as it was playing. And the reason for that is because of the magical voodoo that is radio. So it used to be that to have a 6-second delay on radio, you'd have to start the show, like let's say the show started at the top of the hour, you'd actually start talking 6 seconds before that, and the whole show would be delayed 6 seconds, and then you'd finish talking at the end of the show 6 seconds before the hour's up, but then it would go because it's delayed to 6 seconds. That's not how it works anymore. It's actually done with digital magic with a big box called a 25/7 system, which is kind of cute. It's like 25/7. It's like, no, 24/7 means all the time. 25/7 is like more than all the time, because this thing actually kind of like works into the future. It's really weird, because it does live cuss dump. And the way it works is it does not run during the ads, and it does not run when the music starts at the beginning. When the because it works really strange with music. It makes it sound like it's slowing down or speeding up, especially when it's building. And this is how radio works. They don't talk about this on radio. They don't want you to know this on radio, but this is how it works. Yeah, man, it's behind the scenes baseball. Uh-oh. So if you ever notice, like you're listening to Free Talk Live, when they go to take calls, they never, like even if they're holding them over from before the ad, if they have them on hold, they're like, yeah, I like that. Let's keep you around for the next segment. They never put them on right away at the top of the hour. They have the music intro. They talk over the music intro, and then they still don't put them on yet. Like they usually do a, you know, if you like colloidal uranium enemas, we got them. Go to freetalklive.com/enemas and, you know, enter the coupon code FTL and get your colloidal uranium enemas. Keep away the new world order. You know, they'll do a live read or something there, or just talk a little bit or introduce what they're talking about for people just tuning in. The reason they do that is they're killing time until the cuss dump is fully built before they put the stranger back on who might cuss. Because it takes like 20 seconds or so, maybe 30 seconds to build a 6-second dump. And that's why if you ever listen to that Free Talk Live episode where Mark actually drank caffeine, which he's incredibly allergic to, he drank a whole Coca-Cola and went on a started stabbing
people.
Like
a 2-liter?
No, like a 12-ounce bottle can and started stabbing people in the studio. No, he started swearing on his own show. And
I'm just imagining him Mark, just like chugging a 2-liter before the show.
And you're like, ripping his shirt open.
I'm like, so beating, pumped.
Like beating people up with his dad body.
Kicking people with.
I have a dad body. I have a grandpa body. Now I have a creepy uncle body. But anyway, so he was.
Even better.
Like Ian hit the cuss dump, and then Mark. So that didn't go out on radio. It went on their podcast, but it didn't go out on radio because he hit the dump and it dumped all 6 seconds of it. And then Mark kept cussing, and you hear Ian saying, I can't dump that. Now you're going out on air, Mark. So that's what happened. So with a caller, they can, you know, cut your cuss dump. And then if you cuss again, they have enough to like dump a 3-second, like a cuss. And then if you cuss again, they have enough to, dumps the cuss and it throws it away. Like it dumps them, you know, knocks, it hangs up on them. But it's really cool how it works. And actually I have the login info for it for GCN. So what it does, what's really weird is anytime the cuss dump is used, it emails, it takes the section that was cut out. It does it flawlessly. That's the weird thing. Like,
that's crazy.
You hear on radio, like you don't hear a beep. You don't hear a space. I mean, it goes and because when people cuss, it's generally an expletive that is not really part of the sentence. Like if they're like, you know, oh, I burned my hand that day and F, it was horrible. You know, so after it's dumped, all you're going to hear on the radio is I burned my hand that day and it was horrible. It's magical the way the 25/7 systems work. And these things are like $4,000. What's that?
So basically what you're telling me is that we're time traveling right now. That's what I'm getting.
We are. Well, we're not. Okay. We usually are. That's why you feel weird right now, because we were for the whole first hour and we're not now, because I'm going to play some music. Yeah. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play like, you know, 2.5 minutes of this bomb song, because I played it last night and it sounded wonky, like, I'm going to play it without the cuss dump. So you can hear it. It's our version of Personal Jesus before Marilyn Manson covered it. I actually believe Marilyn Manson is covering Bomb's cover of Personal Jesus, because
we're going to go with that story.
Probably.
I'm going to go with that because it sounds a lot more. And he's one of the few. He's one of the few weird, cool rock stars I don't have some story connected with. You know, I never like sold him junk, or, you know, his girlfriend didn't have my band's name tattooed on the back of her neck like Dave Navarro did. So every time he had sex with her from behind, he'd have to look at my band's logo. Nothing like that. I've never met Charles Manson. I mean, Marilyn Manson. I have no connection with him. Never sold heroin to him like Perry Farrell. Then I told my friend. Yeah, man, I sold heroin to Perry Farrell. Yeah, this is from my novel. It's all fiction. And if you want to read my novel, Starving the Company of Beautiful Women, which came out in the year 2000, it's a paperback book on Amazon, but it's way out of print.
For entertainment purposes only.
It is. The PDF of it is in the show notes of every show for the past month. So,
cause triggering.
Yeah, and when I sold heroin, I told my friend, like, hey, man, I'm cool. I sold heroin to Perry Farrell. And he said,
allegedly.
My friend said, did he have his gun? Did he put his gun on the table when you sold him heroin? And I said, no, he didn't see a gun. He said, he did when I sold him heroin.
Allegedly.
All right. So before I play about a half minute of Personal Jesus, I'm going to play one of the entries we've had. So I've been looking for new fiends, and I've had like 28 people write to me about it. And, you know, like six of them I've considered and three of them we're trying out. And one of them's V, and I think she's passing the test. So I'm going to play this. You're still on the island. We haven't kicked you off the island yet. So I'm going to play this this thing that someone sent me. It's their recorded audition for the Freedom Fiends. It's some guy named Thomas, not Thomas, but it's a Thomas, who works at antiwar.com. I don't think this is a real audition. I'm not going to have him on, but this is funny as heck. And I actually had to pre-edit it. I beeped out the cussing it. So here we go. I didn't have it turned. Radio. Yeah, professional radio.
Michael Dean! I want to be a fiend. I don't record good audio. I don't use fiend phone. I'm not 18 years old. I'm not a yak farmer, and I like to say f***ing have people in the background making noise when I'm recording. But please, Michael Dean, make me a fiend.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Thumbs up, thumbs down. On who wants to be a fiend in air?
We can give him a chance. We can give him a chance.
I don't think so. I think you should. Well, my goal
is... Here's what I think.
Yeah?
He's a liar, he's a socialist, and his feet stink.
Yeah, my goal is that every fiend will one day start their own podcast and say, well, F you, Michael Dean, but they'll be... And go start their own, you know, thing. So there's actually a saying...
Give me my Sanders Spooner on the Ouija board. Stat.
There's a saying in AA, all you need to start a new meeting is a resentment in a coffee pot. It's probably also true of Libertarian Party meetings. Wouldn't you say that? Probably, James.
All you need
is a resentment in a coffee pot.
Yep.
Yep. All right. I'm just going to play this song. You can keep playing that stuff while I play the song now. Yeah, so. Right.
Working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT No Gov merchandise. The BIPCOT No Government license is licensed under the BIPCOT No Government license, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT No Government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BipCot.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people, be the envy of all your friends. Be the coolest kid at FiendFest Somalia. Laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BipCot.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BipCot t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BipStrong bracelets, BipCot stickers, playing cards, and even Glock pistol backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BipCot. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BipCot.org. That's BipCot.org.
Well, let's see here. What do we got in the news here today, B?
The Trump administration issues new immigration enforcement policies.
Oh no.
Says goal is not mass deportations.
Well, what are we saying here? I think I got a similar article actually pulled up here. What's that one saying about it?
I'm still looking at it, actually.
All right.
Well, it says it's not mass deportation, so I can infer from that that it's not, you know, mass deportations.
The title that I'm seeing here from the BBC says Trump administration widens net for immigration deportation. But it's not quite mass deportations, huh?
Yeah, that sounds a little bit different, doesn't it?
Yeah, those both sound,
no headlines.
Sound like completely contradictory headlines.
Kinder,
here.
Softer fascism.
What's hey, that one from?
Hold on. Daniel, you can turn back on the 25/7 systems cuss dump. I call it the cuss dump. It's called the 25/7 systems. You can turn it back on because I'm done playing. I used to be somebody. Reach out and touch worms.
Worms. You know, I actually did like that version, and I'm not just saying that.
Yeah. Well, there's. I sent you a link to all the bomb music if you want to hear more. And you
well,
can go
reserve
to.
Notes. Did you just assume I'm tender?
Yeah. So I
okay,
think.
So, oh, what?
Oh, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, on here it says that the idea is to expel 11 million unauthorized immigrants. Or, wait, no, never mind. It says that that's how many
How
there
about
are.
We keep the hardworking Mexicans and deport 11 million people that I get to choose?
I can just deport Trump 11 million times.
How about you deport like people don't want to work and people that think government's wonderful? That's just
that would be way more than 11 million though.
That's like newly minted libertarian live in your mom's basement kind of BS. All right, so I'm going to talk about something real here. I want to know, have we, James, talked about your journey to liberty on this show?
No, I don't think we have.
Okay, I think the rest of the show, or most of it, I think you should each just take 5-10 minutes and tell your journey to liberty. So, James was on the show first, and V, since you're not as used to thinking on your feet on live radio and dealing with show clocks and stuff, while he's talking about you think, and maybe make a few little notes on yours. James.
Worms.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. What were you doing... I'm glad you noticed. Worms. I'm glad you noticed. What were you doing? Were you ever a statist? I've told my whole story on here. I was a lazy Democrat, and I voted with, like, the thing. I'd cut out the thing in the paper. It told me how to vote, but I'd forget, too, if there was something good on TV. So,
no,
James, I really wasn't.
I really wasn't really ever. I mean, I guess, you know, there was a brief while, but not really. Like, when I was in... what grade was it? I was in grade school, and we had a government class.
Ew, that's square.
Yeah, it was really, we were in government school having a government class, And the we had an assignment. It was in, like, I forget what the class was titled. It was a government class, whatever it was. Some, like, civics or whatever. Civics something or whatever. But it was
Statism
101. And we had a class project to design our ideal government.
Flag.
That was the class project. We had to come up with our ideal government. And I was like, I don't want any government.
How old were you?
And I would have been about 13, 14 at most at the time. And so after that, my teacher called me an anarchist. And that was the first time I had heard that word. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm an anarchist then. She tries to tell me I can't turn in this project on, say, you know. And I was like, oh yeah, well, I'll do it anyway. So I turned in the project saying I wanted no government. Wow. And you know, and then a few years later, my sister, she's about 4 years younger than me. So 4 years later, she goes and she has the same class with the same teacher. And the teacher asked my sister, hey, are you James's sister? And my sister Mary, she goes, yeah. Is he still an anarchist? She goes, yep.
Wow. Well done, sir.
So that was kind of like, that was the first time I heard the word anarchy, and that was the first time I had really thought about it for this class. And since then, I mean, yeah, there's a while, you know, I voted and stuff like that, but it wasn't like, but I was an anarchist.
You had a short detour back into statism, being involved with the Libertarian Party until you were like...
Well, not really, though. There's actually an interesting story we can get into why I actually got involved in the Libertarian Party, but let's see, we got not quite enough to get into that. We got 15 seconds left, so we might have to pick that up in the next segment.
Yeah. It'll be wonderful.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms. So, James, you said that you've disliked intensely Chris Cantwell since before it was cool.
Yes.
I've disliked all the disliked libertarian a-hole, A-list a-holes longer than most people have. But how long have you disliked Chris Cantwell?
Oh, I've disliked Chris Cantwell for quite a few years now. I can't remember like an exact date. I guess it would have to be about three or four years ago when I started really disliking him, though. Probably about 3 years.
I have an exact date.
I don't have an exact date with him. But he just... He blocked me on Facebook before he blocking people on Facebook was cool. I'm still trying to get a few people to block me on Facebook, though. It's not...
That block list is 400 people.
I'm never going to block you.
See, the thing is that I don't really block people. I troll them into blocking me. That's
That's my favorite way to do it.
Cantwell's blocking me. Thing. He comes back whenever I post something about how... what a reprehensible human being he is. There's always a post by someone I've never seen before who says, wait, you talking about Cantwell? No, man, you're wrong. He's more popular than ever. Like, almost the exact wording. It's always one of Cantwell's trolls. And I block that one, and next time I say something about how his popularity is waning because he was a white nationalist who fell in love with a Puerto Rican girl and then she aborted his baby because she's smart, and he got upset. And anyway, so I'm looking at a Freedom Fiends episode from July 12th, 2014. It's on the site still. It's called Is Chris Cantwell a Cop? Mm-hmm. And it's that picture of the, like, Simpson-y cartoon head that Cantwell paid someone at Fiverr.com to draw of him. That's like his logo picture. Davy Barker stuck that on Chief Wiggum from The Simpsons' body. So it's Cantwell as a cop eating a donut with his mouth open, and it looks perfect. And that actually kind of became a meme for a while. Like, people were sharing that who didn't even know me. It was funny.
Nice. That is good. That is good. Yeah, he's not, he's terrible, basically.
He is.
He's terrible. So he's the worst. But I don't know. I don't know why we're talking about him, giving him more coverage.
On the internets. What's that, V?
I thought we were going to talk about my Liberty story.
Yeah, well, James, you have more of your Liberty story.
Yeah, I do have more.
Your Liberty story is just I didn't want to do my homework, and then Chris Cantwell is a cop.
That's pretty much that's my Liberty story.
The elevator pitch of your Liberty story.
I didn't want to do my homework, so I became an anarchist.
Me neither. You know what? I literally flunked out of college because I skipped all my classes to go to the library so I could actually learn.
But that's the thing, is that it wasn't that I didn't want to do my homework. It's that I didn't want to do it in a way that the teacher approved of, and I did it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I still turned in my report. My report just wasn't an ideal government. It was no government.
Yeah, I mean, I did a paper in college called The Manifestations of Crowd Hysteria, and it was an analysis of the Greek archetypes used in the Pink Floyd movie, The Wall, but that's neither here nor there. So, nice. V, tell us about your Liberty story.
It is not nearly as interesting, though I wish it was. Although I do have something about that I could talk about. Correcting my grammar, yes.
Yeah,
anyway, oops, might be.
It's radio. We can't effing use the wrong dumb words.
Thing. I wish it were as interesting. So anyway.
So do I.
Yes. So I used to identify as a socialist.
I did too when I was 8 years old.
No, I actually voted. Well, I voted for Obama, and my parents were like, "Oh, well, you know, he's a socialist, right?" And I was like, "Yeah."
First time or second
time?
First time.
Oh no, the first time. Well, okay, you have to understand that was also the first time that I
wasn't a socialist. That is just so silly.
I thought that he was, and that's why I was like, yes, we can.
He was just a run-of-the-mill Democrat.
Bernie Sanders is a socialist.
He's a democratic socialist.
You didn't get to vote for a real socialist. You were an anarchist by the time Bernie Sanders ran, huh?
Yeah. So after that, actually, when I voted for Obama, I had friends who were into Ron Paul, and they were like, dude, check out Ron Paul, vote for him. And like at the time, I was kind of that mindset, oh, you know, third party candidate's not going to win. So it went Obama the first time I voted. The second time I voted for Gary Johnson. And then the third time, this last time I didn't vote for anybody. And the way that I came to anarchy is that I met somebody who was part of Liberate RVA, my friend Herzon, actually. And I started talking to him about, like, I guess it was probably about four years ago, maybe, around the time that I was voting for Gary Johnson. Whatever. It's every 4 years, right? Yeah,
what's a lepo?
Isn't that like an acronym for something?
I don't know if I should be defending him. Anyway, no, I'm not going to go into that. Well, that was this time around, though. That wasn't when I actually did vote for him. But around that time, my idea of anarchy was, I was like, you know, I guess it would be better if we had a primal society or something like that. Like a tribal type thing. And I started talking to people about that, and they were like, oh, come on, you know, no one's going to go for that. I was like, yeah, you're right. I guess I'll vote Libertarian.
Had you just seen Fight Club for the first time?
No, stop. No, I'd seen that way many years before that, many, many moons before that.
That's anarcho. That's like a, they're trying to create anarcho primitivism.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. Fight Club's an anarcho primitivist movie.
It is.
think about that for a second. An anarcho primitivist movie.
Also think about a movie where the heroes are sexy terrorists. That wouldn't happen now.
No, you really couldn't do that Hollywood. Today. Yeah, you really couldn't do that today.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then what happened? You voted for Dwayne Johnson.
So then what happened?
So, you just talked to somebody and decided to be...
Yeah, so around that time... Done? Well, I kept on throwing it at people. I was like, okay, so, you know, I really don't like the government, but I didn't know there was any in between. I didn't know about anarcho-capitalism or any of that, any of the flavors. I just thought, okay, there's like a primitive tribal society or there's government. So yeah,
that's
what
the government wants you to think.
Right, exactly. I know. And then so I ended up voting libertarian, but I still kept on talking to people about it. I was like, you know, I really don't like the government, but I don't know how we get on without them. And then finally I talked to my friend Harrison, and he was like, oh, well, you should join Liberty RPA. Like, you'd really be interested in what we have to say. I actually kind of put it off for a little while because I was like, he didn't really give me much information. But when I did finally join, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, this is what I've been looking for. It's like right in the middle. We can still have all the creature comforts that we have. Everything's privatized. Yeah.
Do you like going out on the street and doing activism? You do some of that, right?
Occasionally I do. I do enjoy it.
Are you going to do some BIPCOT activism? Well. You're going to do, like, have you heard the word of BIPCOT?
Oh, that'd be great. And I need to bring a cat with me when I do it.
Cats don't like public places. They're very private people.
You also got to wear a BIPCOT flag as a cape.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, the cat. Have you seen that one? Somebody photoshopped. My cat was lying down, sleeping, like stretching full out. And he kind of looked like Superman pose. And really nicely photoshopped a BIPCOT cape on him. I think it was the first use of the idea of a BIPCOT cape was by Cat Bobs, who we called Super Bob in that picture.
Has this been made into a t-shirt yet?
No, but okay. You know, you can, because if you can use those bolt cutters of freedom and break into the t-shirt shop and do it. All of my art, all of my quote unquote art is covered by the BIPCOT no government license, so you could do it. With credit. So,
excellent.
Let's see. I guess it's my turn. You got more.
You want to talk more about Cantwell or?
No, me. I want to tell my life story. My anarchy story.
All right, we're going around the circle.
Voting has nothing to do with liberty to me, but the last person I voted for was Bob Barr. I got to vote for the worst libertarian. I never got to vote for Gary Johnson's worse too, bad too, but I never got to vote. He's worse. He's not as bad as Bob Barr. Bob Barr was. Like head of the CIA, wasn't he?
What?
At one time? Yeah.
I've never even heard the name.
James?
Oh, James. Bob Barr is terrible.
Wasn't he the head of the... He helped write the Patriot Act, and then he, like, you know, quit being a senator and was like, hey, you know, I think I'll be in politics. And, like, the Libertarian Party...
He was the most... He made Gary... He was more embarrassing than Gary Johnson.
He made Gary Johnson look like Ron Paul.
Yeah. He was really embarrassing guy.
He made Austin Peterson look like Ron Paul. That's how bad Bob Barr was.
I think he was even worse than that. I think
I gotta go wash my mouth out.
I think he made
no.
Yeah, he was even worse than that. Bob Barr was really, really bad. And
Bob Barr would be like if George Bush the first had decided to run for Libertarian president.
Pretty much. Yeah, it was pretty much. And then his running mate was terrible too.
Yeah. That was the last time I voted, and like shortly after that, went, this is silly. Voting's dumb.
But especially when you vote for Bob Barr.
I never got to vote for a cool libertarian like you guys.
Who's the cool libertarian I got to vote for?
I don't know.
Did you vote for Ron Paul, James? Oh, you never voted for Ron Paul, did you?
No, I never voted for Ron Paul.
Ran in the 6 weeks you were thinking of voting.
Yeah. he wasn't running, and I don't know. I think I might have. I might have actually raided the Republican primary to vote for him back in. I don't know. I think I did that. But
the first time I voted, I voted for Walter Mondale. Do you know who that is? Hmm. You never heard of him, have you? I think he's running against Reagan, or God, who was before Reagan? I don't know. Who'd Mondale run against, DJ?
Mondale. Who did he? Yeah, who did he? Was, it, I think that was before. That was, no.
This would have been like was 1984.
That was,
I'll look it up. I got it.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think off the top of my head. I wasn't born yet.
Jimmy, oh, he served as VP under, Reagan. Yeah, 1984 was the first time I voted, and I voted for Walter Mondale because I was told this is the most important election in our lifetime, and we have to stop
every election.
I know, they always
do.
It's always the most important.
They said
that. They were
get out
there
and vote.
Then. Yeah, yeah. All right. We get back, we're going to have some redemption in the third act. Tea and Crumpets. No, that's, we're going to have that now. No one's looking. That's private. It's creative in the tea. And actual bath salts, not
You're
the
listening
drug.
To Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
Just so I'm sending you guys a link to that band Bomb that I was in. This is Bomb. This music we listen to is Bomb. All the music on this show is me. Yeah, thanks. All the music on this show is me. Some of it's Bomb. Some
Ask
of it
an adult
is
before ordering.
Nima Vidadi and I from the movie Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom. The hip hoppy stuff, and some of it is kind of like weird stuff I made on my computer with, you know, guitar and bass at home and drum machines. So yeah, man. I thought about this during the break. I think I can trace my dislike of authority to really young, to like 2 maybe. I don't remember this, but my sisters love to tell this story. My sisters are, my whole family's a lot older than me, which is like, I've talked to you guys tonight more than I've talked to my family, you know, in the past 6 months, probably. I haven't defooed them, you know, I haven't like, they didn't abuse me. I'm not trying to avoid them because I hate them. They're just boring, man. And I don't really know them. Are they the things they're interested in don't interest me. I won't say they're boring, but
sounds like you defood them.
I defood by default, more or less. So they're a lot older than me. Like my dad's 95. I'm 52. I'll be 53 this year. My dad's 95. He was 43 when he had me. My mother was 40. My brother was in college and my sisters were in high school when I was born. So I was a happy accident. I asked my mother one time, you know, did you guys plan me? And she looked real thoughtful and said, you were conceived and raised in love, which I think is about the best thing you can tell anybody who's an accident. And it was true. They're mm-hmm. nice to me. So, but my
sisters.
That
is actually really nice.
That is. So my sisters are older than me by a good bit. So, you know, they were like pushing me around in a baby stroller, you know, when I was a baby. And they love to tell this story about I was like, you know, I could just barely walk as a toddler. And they had me all strapped in with like 6 straps that they have on baby things so you can't get out. And they, one of them stopped to talk to one and some guy she liked. And I undid all of them and like ran down the street. Like I couldn't be contained. And they love to tell that spirit. They say it's because that story. They say it's because I'm a free spirit. They're hippies. So they say I had a free spirit. But I'm looking at it now and I'm like, I was being detained. I didn't like it, man. So I you know, pulled out my metaphysical tweezers there and cut the bondage of the state.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking too that the United States government, and to a lesser extent other governments, when smaller governments don't agree with them, basically what the United States does is bomb them. You know, that expression, bomb them back to the Stone Age, which comes from the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. The United States, like basically the United States tries to destroy infrastructure to the point where a country becomes anarcho-primitive and not in a good way, you know, where there's like nothing in place that there would be in after decades of anarcho-primitivism.
You know, well, that's how anarcho-primitivism would come about anyway. You wouldn't all of a sudden go back to square one. You'd have run down buildings decaying until wilderness finally took over. And then you'd have the I Am Legend moment.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, the United States does it wrong. And they bomb those places back to the Stone Age. Then they send Halliburton in to, like, rebuild things poorly.
Very poorly. I need to do the allegedly thing up. Hold on.
What are you doing?
I broke it. Hold on, let me try to stop this.
Wait, it's me saying this is the last broadcast I'll ever make. Did you find the button that plays the future?
Hold on, where's the future button?
You found the future button. Mike,
that was weird, man.
You found the future button.
You found the future button on Pocket Alibi. Man, that was weird. I don't recognize that. I'm sure I said it at some point. You probably pressed the button that plays the Random Fiends episode, but that was me saying, and I'm going to, it sounded like really stern, like, and I've got to say that this is going to be the last broadcast that we do. It sounded like I was in the basement of a bombed out building, like with a shortwave radio, you know.
The Russians did it.
Yeah, that was weird, man. Great show, y'all. I'll have you back.
Worms.
Thank you for having me. It's nice being had. Yeah.
Worms.
I enjoyed having
you. Worms. What's that?
I said I enjoyed having you as well.
I'm not having it. Oh, wait, I am. Okay. That's nice being had. Worms.
Well, your ideas are intriguing, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter. Taxation is that.
Worms.